With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek, Rambam, the third chapter of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. The Rambam is going into greater detail of how are we to go about eliminating our chametz prior to Pesach. And indeed, as we learned in yesterday's Perek, in Perek Beis, that midoraisa on a biblical level, or all that needs to be done is to do bittul, which means to nullify the chametz by declaring with mindfulness, by declaring something and meaning it, that my chametz to me is like the dust of the earth. It's ownerless, etc., etc., as we all actually make such a declaration. However, on a rabbinic level, that is not enough. As we explained yesterday, the two reasons for the Chachamim adding the obligation on top of making bittul, of doing bidika and biur, of searching for the chametz, and then destroying it, eliminating it. And in today's Perek Rambam, in Halacha Yud Aleph, says the Rambam, Ketzad biur chametz, how must chametz be destroyed? So the Rambam says, Soirfoi, either by burning it, or oi, Preider v'zoyre l'ruach, crumble it and throw it into the wind, oi zorka layam, or cast it into the sea. There is an interesting debate as to if one is going to use the option of casting it into the sea, does one need to crumble it prior? In other words, does the word Preider only go to zoyre l'ruach, or does the word Preider also go to zorka layam? Be that as it may, the Rambam is telling us that we don't need to destroy chametz exclusively by burning it. Now, this is actually a machlokes tanoim in Masechet Brachos. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, is of the opinion that ein biur chametz elo seifa, that the only way to fulfill, at least on a rabbinic level, when one did bittul, the mitzvah of eliminating chametz is only through burning it. The Chachamim add, that is our nusach in the Mishnah, af poyer v'zoyre l'ruach oizor kalayam. Now the Rebbe in Likutei Sichos, Chelek Zayin, on page 189, that's in the beginning of the Sicha B'chukosai Aleph, is explaining what is really behind the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda, again, is the one that says that you must eliminate it. You must eliminate the chametz dafka through burning it, or the shitas chachamim, which also allows for the options that we mentioned, crumbling it and throwing it into the air, is what does shviso, what does tashbisu, what does eliminating mean? So if you're going to learn that elimination of chametz means, using chassidish words, that you have to effect a bittul hametzias, you have to completely annihilate the chametz, well then the only effective tool that we have is indeed to burn it. Nothing of what we had before, none of it will remain. However, if we will accept, which is the opinion of the Chachamim, which also includes in the Sicha the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, as Bechlal many times when it is Rabbi Yehuda and others, it's either the others is Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda, or the others is Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda, that we hold that bitul hatsura, that just eliminating the form of the chametz suffices, is enough for us to fulfill the obligation. And how meaningful is that on a chassidish level, when we also internalize the inner meaning of the destruction of the chametz being one's ego, the chametz being one's yetzer hara, the chametz being one's not good nefesh habahamis, that we have to indeed eliminate it. So how deep of an elimination is necessary to do the job? Whether we have to do a bittul hametzias, which means a much more difficult of journey, and of course that could be a ideal, but it's not essential that we paskin that even if you only eliminated the tzura, at least you already accomplished something. And furthermore, as we learned in the Antanya, that it is only the tzaddik that is able to do a real bittul hametzias of the yetzer hara, of a libi cholol b'kirbi. But most of us, a benini, we can't be mavatal its mitzias, but we can succeed in doing hiskafya, we could succeed in effecting a proper bittul hatzura.